This is Healing Your Soul with Katie Souza. Real keys to the miraculous. What's weighing you down, holding you back? What has wounded your soul? Today with Katie, discover the healing power of God for your life. Katie was once broken, oppressed, in bondage to a life of mental and physical pain, until God gave her a new life and powerful messages of how you can heal your wounded soul. Now, here is Katie to begin today's program.
Hi, this is Katie Souza. Welcome to Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. For the last 3 weeks, we've been talking about demonic kings. Starting today, I'm going to be teaching about curses and the king that is over them. You're probably thinking, I've already heard a million messages on curses before, so I don't need to listen to this one. But I think you're going to learn something new today. I'm going to show you through scripture that the way a curse actually gets its right to afflict you is through a wound in your soul. Then that wound allows a specific demonic king to curse you. I know you may not have heard this before, but I'm going to show it to you today. Are you sick? Have you been out of a job? Has your ministry crashed and burned? Did you have a business that failed and went bankrupt? Did you lose your house? Maybe you've lost your kids. All these situations could be because there's a curse on your life. At the end of today's program, we're going to do a super soak so that Jesus can get right to the source of those curses and pull them out at the root. The first time I ever spoke this message in a conference, 85% of all the people present either got healed or delivered of some kind of affliction. I'm believing for your breakthrough today. In these programs, we've been talking about demonic kings. What are those? They're the strong men that Jesus talked about in Matthew 17. He said, if we want to thoroughly ransack the strong man's house, we must first bind the strong man. See, there are strong men in the kingdom of darkness. They're the higher ranking officers. And underneath them in their house are the spirits that we usually battle on a daily basis, you know, the unclean spirits, spirits of infirmity, deaf and dumb spirits, spirits of perversion, spirits of lust, those spirits that we rebuke every day, spirits of rejection. Those spirits are actually in the house underneath a strong man. And if you want to get rid of those spirits, if you want to thoroughly ransack the house, you must first bind the strong man. Well, Satan is the strong man, but you know, Satan is not omnipresent like God. He cannot be every place at once. So he has to have other strong men underneath him so that they can be spread out around the globe and be on assignment to attack, harass, and torment mankind. Amen? Now, the Bible talks about who these strong men are in Ephesians 6:12 in the Amplified Bible. It says actually the ranks that are in this army of the kingdom of darkness. It says when you read it that we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against despots, powers, and master spirits. If you look up the word despot, because that's the top of the list, that's the strong man, and then the other spirits are the ones underneath him in his house. If you look up the word despot, it means a tyrant king, a tyrant king. See, we are wrestling against kings and their kingdoms. And that makes complete sense. It's totally biblical because if you read throughout the Bible is full of stories, endless battles and wars of Israel having to fight evil kings. Evil kings. I mean, just to take the promised land alone, they had to fight 31 kings in their kingdoms. Now, every one of those kings that God's people battled were pagan kings. They worshiped idols. And the Bible is very clear that an idol is just not a statue made out of stone or wood or gold. That it's a spirit, a demonic entity. Those pagan kings worship demonic spirits. So remember what the scripture says, that we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with despots. See, Israel, when they were fighting these kings in the natural, they were really fighting despot king spirits in the supernatural. The spirits that backed up those kings that they were fighting in the natural realm. Amen? We're going to be talking about these kings and the various things that they do and what they're the strong men over. In this program, we're going to speak about the king who is over curses. What is a curse? The dictionary says that a curse is the expression of a wish that misfortune, evil, doom would befall a person or a group. A curse can be the cause of all kinds of trouble, plagues and scourges and afflictions in our life. If you're constantly suffering some repeated misfortune, maybe even something that you saw your parents or grandparents dealing with, it's probably a curse. Now, curses are serious business. In the Old Testament times, when people invoked a curse, they fully expected that a demonic spirit would go and enforce that curse on someone's life. Now, just what part of your life can these curses affect? Well, if you read Deuteronomy 28, there's a long list of curses. And as you read through it, you can see that these curses can affect every single area of your existence. It says that we are cursed wherever we go, cursed in the city, cursed in the field, cursed when we come in, cursed when we go out. Our basket and our kneading trough will be cursed. The fruit of our body can be cursed. The land that we own can be cursed. The increase of our cattle. It even says every enterprise, that's all your businesses, that's all your ministries. Every enterprise you set your hand to can be cursed until you're destroyed. Everything in your life can be cursed if there's an opening for that curse to land. Amen? Your marriage, your money, your children, your body, your mind, your business, everything. Now, once a curse is on your family line, it doesn't just go away. Even when you're born again, you need to take intentional steps, intentional actions to remove the curse. You need to apply the blood of Jesus that he shed at the cross, but you also need to apply the dunamis power that was given to us through the resurrection of Christ. Because dunamis, does everybody remember what dunamis means? Dunamis means excellence of soul, right? That's one of the meanings of the word dunamis. And dunamis comes to us through the resurrection. That's what Paul said in Philippians 3. He said, I want to know him and the power, which is dunamis, of his resurrection. And that word dunamis means excellence of soul. So dunamis is a power that heals the wounds in your soul. What does that have to do with the curse? That's where the curse is carried, is in your soul. Listen to what Job said in Job 31. He says this, neither have I suffered my mouth to sin by wishing a curse to his soul. Hear that? Think about it. Right here, Job is telling us where the target of curses are. It's the soul. When the enemy sends a curse towards you, it is meant to land on your soul. Why is that? Think about it. A curse cannot land on your born-again spirit man. Remember, we're three-part beings, body, soul, and spirit. It cannot land on your born-again spirit man. Why is that? Because what does Galatians 3 say? That Christ has redeemed us from the curse. He became a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is anyone that's hung on a tree. See, when you were born again, Christ came to live in you. Where does he live inside of you in fullness? In your spirit man, right? Your spirit man is completely Christ in you, the hope of glory, right? So your spirit is perfect, and in your spirit lives Christ who became a curse for you, right? He took on every curse. So Christ who became a curse for you lives in your spirit. Now your soul man has access to your spirit, but your soul man is not made completely, instantly perfect upon your reborn generation, okay? In fact, your soul man is wounded. The Bible talks about it, and throughout these programs we've been talking about, your soul has wounds inside of it that come from sin and from trauma. Do you think sin is an open door for the enemy to attack you? So that would mean, since your soul man is not perfect, and there's sin and wounds inside your soul, that your soul is the place in you where a curse can land. Do you get it? That's why Job said it. That's why he said, neither have I suffered my mouth to sin by wishing a curse to his soul. Job understood that that's where curses land, are in the soul man. Amen? Wounds in your soul allow the curse to come upon your life. But this is good news, because it means when you get your soul healed, you're going to be able to break off every curse. Hallelujah. Even generational curses, okay? Because curses are generational. They are carried down from one generation to the next in the soul. That's where they get passed down. They get carried from generation to generation in the soul. How does that happen? It happens in the womb. In the womb. When you are conceived in the womb, the mother's presence, your mother's presence is there. Your father's presence is there, right? So both the family line is there, and everything they had in their souls that they got from their mothers and their fathers is passed down to you in the womb. Now, how do I know that for sure? Look up the word womb in the Strong's Dictionary in the New Testament. And one of the meanings is the place where a fetus is conceived and nurtured until birth. But the other meaning of the word womb is this. Listen, the soul. The soul. You hear it? It's in the womb that these wounds get passed down to your soul. Amen. That's why David said in Psalm 51, said, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." How could you be born in sin and iniquity? Well, the way it happens is because you are born with the sins and wounds from your ancestors. See, you're not just dealing with stuff that you had happen in your own life. You are dealing with stuff that happened in your family life. And you're wondering why things are going wrong, because you're not just dealing with this short span of time. You're dealing with generations past. But now that we understand that these things are carried in the soul, this is awesome news because we know how to get our souls healed. Amen? I love it. I love it. David says, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." So right there, David is, he had a revelation. He understood that he was born with sins and wounds that came from his ancestors. And you know, and just like five verses later, this is what he says. He says, "Now, create in me a clean heart, O God. Create in me a clean heart, O God." That word heart, do you know what it means, right? Look it up in the Hebrew. It means the soul. He's saying, "Create in me a clean soul, O God. I was born in iniquity. I was shaped and fashioned in sin. Now clean up my soul from everything from my ancestors and my own life." Amen? I love it. You know that scientifically, researchers are now actually finding proof, it's just on the brink of it, that our DNA not only carries the code that determines our hair color and our eye color and our predisposition to illnesses, but that our DNA carries ancient memories from our ancestors. It actually carries those memories in its genetic code. What's in the womb when you're conceived? Your mother's DNA and your father's DNA. Amen? We're carrying curses, ancient memories, wounds, sins in our souls from generations past. Generations past. But we're going to get those things healed. You see, people walk around and they still have the curses on them, and they're decreeing the blood and they're asking Jesus to forgive them and their ancestors. But some of the curses are breaking off, but some of them aren't. You know why? Because if you want to thoroughly ransack the strong man's house, you got to first find the strong man. You got to get healed in your soul of everything that's in common with those spirits that are bringing the curse. You see, people are just doing the cross. We've got to know that Christ won a victory at the cross, but he also won a victory at the resurrection. We need both the blood and the dunamis power. We need the cross and the resurrection. And then all the curses will be broken off. Amen. When dunamis causes us to be excellent in our soul, then we're going to get healed of all those wounds inside of our soul that are allowing curses to land on us, and we'll be free of every curse. Now, we've been talking about demonic kings, and there is a demonic king over all curses. He is the strong man over every curse. His name is King Balak of the Moabites. Now, his story is in Numbers chapter 22 to 24. And there's a lot going on in this story, but I'm going to skim through it as fast as I can and get to the main point. In this story, the Israelites had just traveled across the plains of Moab. They're camped along the Jordan across from Jericho. They're just about to cross over. And they just came from soundly defeating two very powerful kings that we'll be talking about, Sihon and Og of the Amorites. And King Balak of the Moabites is terrified of them. Now, what he does is he decides in his mind that the greatest and best way to stop the Israelite people, God's people, is to get them cursed. He's a pretty smart guy because curses do stop down God's people from moving forward in life and succeeding. Amen? So what does he do? He wants to solicit the help of a very profitable, very powerful soothsayer named Balaam. So he sends emissaries, messengers, to go convince Balaam to come and curse God's people.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change.
There's nothing more satisfying than reading the testimonies sent in from prisoners around the world. Like the story of the man with an injured rotator cuff that was miraculously healed in one of our meetings. Afterwards, he jumped right into a faith-based program, and by the time he was released, he was radically on fire for God. Now you can be a part of making the next miracle.
Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching and soaking set, Soul Crossing, Taking Your Promised Land. With your gift of $25 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of Soul Crossing.
How many times have you heard a sermon declaring you were taking your promised land, but it never happened? The story in Joshua 3 proves that you need to get your soul healed in order to take possession of your promised land. In this teaching, I show you how to do it. Plus, I've included a powerful soul-soaking disc to enable you to cross your Jordan and collect your inheritance.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Right now, we're going to do a super soak. I encourage you to really focus and engage in this prayer time because this is how you get healed. We didn't produce these shows just to bring the good message. The whole point of this show is to see you get healed. I want it to be that when you watch these programs, something really happens to you. You get a real, tangible miracle. And how you get that is by engaging in these prayer times. I'm encouraging you to really focus and get involved in this super soak. So let's go back to the conference right now and let's press in to get your miracle breakthrough.
Remember what Proverbs says, 26:2. It says, like a sparrow in her wandering, like a sparrow in her flying, so the causeless curse does not alight. We're going to get rid of the cause in your soul that's allowing that curse to land. Amen? Okay, you ready? Put your hand on your belly or on your heart, either one. We're going to do the two things that we need, the blood from the cross and the dunamis power from the resurrection, okay? All right, here we go. Say, Lord Jesus, we're going to get rid of every curse that's in our soul. We're going to get our souls healed right now, then the causeless curse will not be able to alight. So we put the blood, we decree that your blood that was shed on the cross is going all the way back in time through the generations to every sin that wounded our soul. We repent for any sin that caused our souls to be wounded. We repent for what we did, and we repent for our ancestors. In the name of Jesus, slather us with your blood. Fill our souls with the blood shed at the cross. We decree We're being washed of every sin that allowed the wound and the curse to come. In Jesus' name, we believe it and we decree it. Now I want you to just focus. I'm going to ask God to open up a realm for you right now, a realm to literally go back in time. You know, when you look at the word forgiven in the New Testament, it actually means the origin of a cause. See, the blood of Jesus is a time traveler, so to speak. It goes back to the origin of the cause. I want you to put your faith on that right now, that no matter how many generations back, the blood is going to that place. The blood is going to that place and washing away the sin that wounded your soul, that allowed the curse to come upon you. Just focus a little bit more. I'm going to make decrees with you. We decree it, Lord. The realm is open. Blood is going back through generations. The blood is timeless. It's going back through generations, generations, even all the way back to the garden, all the way back to Adam, to wash away every sin that would wound our soul. That word forgiven in the New Testament means the origin of a cause. The blood is literally going back to the origin of the cause. You're forgiven, you're forgiven, you're forgiven of the sin. You're forgiven, your ancestors are forgiven. You're all forgiven, the family line. Completely washed and forgiven in Jesus' name. I'm seeing fruit happening. I'm seeing stuff happen. I'm seeing stuff breaking off right now. It's working. It's working. You know, some of you might sit there and think it's not doing anything, but it's working. I'm telling you right now. Nothing can stop the blood and the dunamis. Nothing. Nothing. It's Jesus. He's the King of Kings. He's King of Kings. I see the distance being covered. Yes, see the distance is being covered by the blood. It's like a blood trail all the way back. A blood trail all the way back. Amen. 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 Yes, Jesus became a curse for you. For cursed was anyone who hung on a cross. It's already been done. Now it's just manifesting. It's being released and activated into your life. A little further, just a little bit more. Just press a little bit more. Focus on the cross, just a little bit more. Oh, everybody say amen. Woo! Give God a praise for that. All right, but we can't stop there, can we? See, this is the problem. We've stopped there. But there's a wound there. Remember, the causeless curse is not a light. As long as there's a wound in your soul, there's still a cause for the curse to land on. Amen? So we got to get the wound healed. We repented for the sin. The sin is gone. But now we got to get the wounds healed. Amen? All right, let's pray together. Ready? Now let's pray for dunamis. So that that curse, the wound that's allowing the curse to land, can be healed. Just say, Lord Jesus, I decree that my soul is being healed of every wound that allowed the curse to land. I speak dunamis from the resurrection into my soul. I am becoming excellent a soul. I command that resurrection power, dunamis, go all the way back through my mother's line, through my father's line, all the way back to Adam, to the garden. In the name of Jesus, I believe it. I believe dunamis can go all the way back to where the first wound was made in my family line. I decree every generation is excellent of soul. Every generation is excellent of soul. I'm being healed of all the wounds, and the curse will not be able to alight. In Jesus' name. Now I command you, Balak, you let go of these people right now. I decree that they've been healed in their souls of everything you that have in common with you. And I command right now that you would let them go, that you would loose them. They have become strong in soul in the name of Jesus. They have nothing in common with you. And I break your assignment over them. And I thoroughly ransack your house. I ransack your house. Break the curse. I break it in the name of Jesus. I break the curse. I break it in the name of Jesus.
Some of you felt something lift off of you during that healing activation. I believe it was a curse. Next week, I'm going to go into detail about this King Balak of the Moabites, and I'm going to prove to you through Scripture that he is the strong man over every curse. Now remember, if you want to thoroughly ransack the strong man's house, you must first bind the strong man. I believe the only way to get rid of every single curse is by first binding this king. When we bind this strong man, then we will have victory over every single curse that is on your house.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change.
There's nothing more satisfying than reading the testimonies sent in from prisoners around the world. Like the story of the man with an injured rotator cuff that was miraculously healed in one of our meetings. Afterwards, he jumped right into a faith-based program, and by the time he was released, he was radically on fire for God. Now you can be a part of making the next miracle.
Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching and soaking set, Soul Crossing, Taking Your Promised Land. With your gift of $25 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of Soul Crossing.
How many times have you heard a sermon declaring you were taking your promised land, but it never happened? The story in Joshua 3 proves that you need to get your soul healed in order to take possession of your promised land. In this teaching, I show you how to do it. Plus, I've included a powerful soul-soaking disc to enable you to cross your Jordan and collect your inheritance.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Next week, I'm going to continue teaching on Balak. Then we're going to have another super soak. When we're done, I believe we will have thoroughly ransacked a strong man's house. Every curse is going to be broken off your life. So you don't want to miss this program next week. See you then. For information on events, products, free videos, blogs, and even more, log on to my website, katiesouza.com.